Live Friday night edition with Mark
and Michelle.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Put a one in front of that. It's toll-free call. So, Michelle, you were elucidating upon your trial for not having the proper paperwork to travel on the roads that belong, the roads and the waterways that the state and municipal organizations claim for themselves.
Correct.
They never paid for these damn things, though.
Right. And they couldn't establish for me who my accuser was or who exactly is the state.
Mm-hmm.
But so it kind of backfired on the judge, him waiting until the morning session was, you know, at its close to have me come up, because then the afternoon session started. And so I had like 20 or so people in the audience, in the galley or whatever.
They do seem to have sort of systems that, for instance, they'll try to, you know, how do we handle these folks that want to take this to trial and make sort of a display of this? What do we do with them? Should we put them in front? Should we put them behind? Should we move the courtroom so we hide it from them so that their guests don't know where to go? I mean, you know, all kinds of tricks that they've played with Jason Talley, our normal Friday night co-host here, along with you, Michelle. They locked the courtroom for his arraignment.
Yeah.
I mean, they locked the door, and I've never seen that happen. So
it's bizarre.
Please go ahead.
Yes. So I went up, and the prosecutor was sitting at the, you know, desk next to me or whatever, and he called up Joel Schuster, the cop, right away, and the judge swore him in. And as soon as he was done, I said, "Excuse me. Now, you know that I'm a Christian. Probably if they're regular listeners, they know that also. And I take my word, you know, I try to be impeccable with my word. And so my yes is a yes and my no is a no."
Mm-hmm.
Unless you ply me with alcohol or something.
At which point?
Or you're young and yummy. I don't know.
And sometimes your no will be a yes.
But in any case.
Just because your yes is your yes doesn't mean you can't be persuaded. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Yeah. So so I interrupted it and I said, "Excuse me." I said, "I would like to know by what he's swearing." There was no Bible present or whatever. And
yes.
he said, "Excuse me." I said, "Well, if his yes cannot be counted as a yes." And
right. Was he lying before this?
Exactly. And so the judge got flustered and told me...
this whole swearing thing is absolutely stupid.
Ridiculous.
It's been going on for...
Such a show.
For three centuries.
Yeah.
I mean, Quakers, I don't know if they're the first ones to ever bring this up, but Quakers won't swear. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely insane. Are you telling me that the bureaucrat that you're sitting up there having to swear upon nothing was lying to me before?
That's what I asked him. I mean, so he's telling the truth now, but he wouldn't have been otherwise?
So was I allowed to tell lies before you swore me in? I don't even understand this.
And he said, "Well, in the event that he perjures himself, then there are serious consequences." He did perjure himself. He lied.
Okay.
And
what? Where are the consequences?
There were no consequences. I was told not to interrupt.
Yeah.
When I objected. I objected to him lying. And
yes.
Whatever. So, okay. So he gave his account of me getting pulled over and everything. And the last thing that the...
Did he lie or was he mistaken?
He actually followed me from Agway, which is a store in Peterborough, the town adjacent to mine.
Okay.
And he followed me about, 10 or 11 miles before pulling me over once we crossed over into Dublin. He said that he, bless you, he said that he, no one heard that, but I did. He sneezed.
Professional broadcasters mute their mics when they have bodily functions.
He said that he was going in the opposite direction when he saw my vehicle and recognized it to be a vehicle that is not registered, and that it is a vehicle that is from his town. And I said, "Is it your town? Do you own the town, sir?" And he said, Well,
law enforcement officers love to do this.
Yes.
They take a full possession of everything, frankly. I mean, frankly, they do functionally own everything of yours. They can take your car when they want to take it.
Which he has taken it before,
right.
And my boat.
I mean, you know, don't imagine for a second that it isn't his town or his car.
Well, he...
But it is rather presumptuous of him to say so in open court.
And when the judge said, I don't see the relevance, I said, this is an issue of property rights. We're talking about my vehicle, the state's roads, his town.
This guy's running around like this is his town.
Right.
Like he's really doing that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he swore an oath, and that's the one thing he said so far that's true, mm-hmm. Your Highness, Your Worship.
Well, and the irritating thing is the fact that he said that he passed me on the road the way he did. It prevented me from saying that he's basically stalking me, which I think he is, and he's haranguing and hassling me. I was able to allude to it a little bit when I got to question him, because he said that he recognized my vehicle, and I said, how did you know that my vehicle was not registered? And he said, well, because you told me. I said, yes, I did. And when did I do that? And he said, when I came to your house. Yes, when you came to my house and I made you stand outside when it was 11 degrees for an hour and a half and you didn't like that because I wouldn't let you into my home. And, you know, so in any event, so I got to question him and then I got to go up and take the stand and the judge swore me in and he said, do you promise to, you know, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth? And I said, as always, yes, and proceeded. And interestingly enough, he let me talk for like 15 minutes. And I talked about why I don't register my vehicles and how I think it's discriminatory and punitive. And there was someone in the galley there that said, I like her. So but before I had been sworn in, before I got up and when I was, you know, questioning the officer, the judge actually told me that I was not allowed to bring up liberty nor the Constitution. And that if I tried to do that again, he would find me in contempt. That's contempt is a scary one, people, because they can just hold you indefinitely.
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely, it is you know, frightening. And you know, they usually give you an opportunity to allocate, which is to say you're sorry. And so you can say you're sorry. I'm sorry for bringing up liberty or the Constitution in your courtroom, Your Worship.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this, ladies and gentlemen, the founding documents of this country use the terms Constitution and liberty in them, liberally. So why is it that courts set up by those founding documents will not let you use those terms within? It's because whatever existed of freedom in this country in the past, and I'm not saying it was perfect, it was by no means perfect, I'm not even sure that it was complete, It is diminishing day by day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
We were not North Korea, but why the hell would you want to diminish to that?
Not yet. But it's closer than we think.
We're slipping down the list of freest countries.
Mm-hmm.
We're slipping down the list of freest countries, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there's a certain level of prosperity left, but they're stealing your money too. Mm-hmm. At what point do we do something about it? And what do we do? Frankly, I wish somebody would tell me what we do. The best things I've been able to come up with at this point are the Free State Project. Move here for the Free State Project.
Yes. Numbers, numbers, numbers.
And that's what I've got. I mean, you know, I don't know what else.
Well, he found me guilty and said that we were not here to weigh the merit of the law, but that he was there to enforce it. And that either I registered my vehicle or I did not. They're very upset because they cannot find a VIN number. My VIN number, since it's never been registered, there's no account of my vehicle anywhere, which really upsets them greatly.
I'll bet.
Yeah. And so, because they want my property. They want the right to my property. And I said, no. So the judge said that, and this is Judge Runyon, in Jaffrey, he said that he wasn't sure what I wanted him to do because judges have been getting a lot of flack for trying to legislate and create laws, et cetera, et cetera. And he goes, so really there's nothing I can do. I have only one option, and that's to find you guilty. I said, actually, you can nullify this law.
Yes, and he could.
And I won't do that.
Yeah.
So he gave me a $103 fine, and I'll be serving jail time if in my appeal I don't win.
What's the appeal cost? $160?
Yes. But I'm going to go for it.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's a SACL toll-free call in line. Here, the live Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We mentioned the Free State Project in the last segment. I'd like to tell you what that is. The Free State Project is a It's not just an idea. It is an actuality at this point. It is an idea to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state where they can affect the government to the point that it only its maximum role would be to protect life, liberty, and property. It has begun. There are, on the counter on freestateproject.org, says 940-something movers. That's a lot of people, a lot of liberty activists, and we've had a large effect on New Hampshire. I'd say that there's been some ups and downs along the way, but things are going well. We're certainly having more effect, say, than, oh, you are in your state. There are 125 New Hampshire Liberty Alliance-endorsed candidates elected to the New Hampshire House. That gives them a libertarian veto, essentially. Laws will not pass at this point without the chop of people that believe at least largely in the ideas of liberty. So, if you're interested in being someplace where people's goal is to limit the government to life, the protection of life, liberty, and property, Free State Project is the place to be. Things are happening here, and you can go join at freestateproject.org. Pick up Move Your Life for Liberty.
And, you know, if there's one place where we stand a chance of having a government that allows for people to opt out of it, this is it.
Yeah.
This is the place that you have that I can actually foresee that happening.
Well, it's some ways away, I'd say, but you know, if you get enough people in one area that are like minds, that you're more likely to have that happen. Because at this point,
not just
having
like-minded
people
here, you know, people are the community of New Hampshireans is what I call them, very self-reliant and independent, and you know, the liberty lovers that move here are, you know, in most respects that same way. And you know, so when you have a group of people that are independent and self-reliant, you stand a much better chance of being able to opt out and have people still do, you know, be neighborly and watch out for each other, and you don't need the infrastructure and the state monopoly systems and institutions that so many other places quote unquote need, because there are so many mooches.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it's not just the mooches, but they're an aspect of it. I mean, the government loves the mooches because the mooches give them the ability to, you know, steal people's money, the impetus to do so. I've just got some information here that maybe Jason Talley's hearing wasn't being held in secret, that the courtroom was locked for other reasons. This is the problem when courts lock their doors. Why are these courtroom doors locked? They obfuscate what they're doing. It may be his,
'cause it's dangerous.
Maybe his arraignment is, in fact, Monday morning. I don't know. I don't know. So, you know, there you go. That's a little more information coming in. So, Michelle.
Yes, sir.
Something happened in your court case that I thought was, if nothing else, amusing and anecdotal. There was a big deal had in your arraignment for your ticket about you wearing a hat, and because it's very strange. I mean, at one time, men were, I'm certain that this is true, that men would have to doff their hats in court, whereas women would be able to keep their bonnets upon their heads.
No, women had to wear hats in court, just like they had to wear hats in church. It was a sign of respect.
There you go. So you wore a hat into court, and then they asked you to remove it. And
yes.
So now we've kind of moved to this unisex sort of situation where everybody doffs their hat.
Well, when I remember when I had said to him, but I'm a lady, and he said, you're a person. So he's not going to, he's not going to allow himself to be accused of being sexist.
I see.
And discriminating against men and, in favor of women.
So it was quite interesting. Many of the activists do not stand. I do not stand for judges coming into courtrooms, so mm-hmm. much to the chagrin of some bailiffs. Some don't care at all.
I do. And the reason why I stand is because I acknowledge, you know, there was one time where I wanted to be a lawyer and a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how hard it is to, you know, go through that process. And just like I stand when I'm at a football game and the football players come in because I'm there for them, I go ahead and I stand for him to acknowledge, you know what, you have gotten this through hard work, et cetera. Now let's see what you do with it.
You're free to stand for whomever you wish. I have no problem with that. My concern is that I generally do not stand when people come into the room. I especially I would never consider standing when a man came into the room. I have stood when women have come into the room. But I have no problem being sexist or judging, you know, having different actions based on someone's gender. That doesn't bother me. I don't think that that's some kind of sign of believing that their gender is lesser or anyway. I don't hold one man above another, and therefore I'm not going to stand. To me, it's a religious issue.
Right, you're not a respecter of persons.
Right, God is not a respecter of persons. I'm supposed mm-hmm. to be Christ-like and or whatever. I'm not going to, you know, to me it doesn't make any sense.
Right. So at the end, as I was, back at my arraignment, he had made he said that it was a matter of etiquette.
Yes. That the
and
judge
I
said that
love
specifically.
Etiquette. I love men to open doors for me. I like men to walk down the stairs in front of me and to walk behind me as I go up the stairs. In case
is that
I,
what's supposed to happen? I'm not even familiar with that particular
in case
one.
They fall.
Yeah.
Right. And
just looking at your butt, Michelle.
So in any case, so at the end, I was standing there, and the judge had told me that that I had this $103 fine, and I said, "Yes, well, I won't be paying that." And he said that, okay. I said, I'll be appealing. And he gave me instructions on how to go ahead and do that. And I said, all right, well, in the event that I, if I don't appeal or, you know, the appeal is denied or something like that, then what? He said, well, you have until this date. And he said, is that date convenient for you to come back? I said, yes, thank you. What day, day of the week? And he said, it's a Tuesday. I said, yes, I can come on a Tuesday. And he said, okay, well, then you need to come back and pay the fine. I said, but I already told you I won't pay the fine. He said, well, then your option is to serve, you know, to go to jail. And I said, you know, so we do have a debtor's prison here in this country. We're not supposed to. And he just hung his head a little bit. And I said, so, yes, yeah, so I'll be sitting in jail for that.
So, is 103 is a funny number. Here in New Hampshire, you get $50 per day.
Plus, I got $25 assessed for not paying at the time. So that's how they're going to make it into 3 days.
So 3 days. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, is it going to be 2 days or is it going to be three as a result? And very interesting. So when you were leaving the...
But before I told him, before I get to that part, I said that I was a single mom and that I work and that I homeschool my kids. So in order for me to do this, I would really appreciate being able to come in like late Friday nights and, you know, get out Saturday nights so that I can be up in time to go to church on Sunday. And the guy just looked mortified. You know, I'm like, I volunteer. I homeschool my kids. I work. I'm a single mom. I go to church on Sunday. I got to come in on Saturday. So as I was leaving, I waited for him and I said, he said, you know, basically, what are you waiting for? I said, well, as a matter of etiquette, a gentleman always stands when a woman leaves the room. And so he kind of raised himself up out of his seat. And
you had the judge stand for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's amazing to me. Amazing. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a while, you've probably heard us talk about bitcoins. Oh, maybe you didn't know how to get them. There's an easy way. You can go to get bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the United States, including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world that will accept bitcoins with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. It works just like your average person-to-person cash transaction, but you can do it over the Internet. Bitcoins are Internet cash. Learn more. Visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. I've got my account over there. I think you should get yours, too. ExchangeBitcoins.com. Michelle?
Yes, sir.
Here in the United States, there is a war on gardening. From municipality to municipality, people are being arrested, harassed, harangued, outcoded, all kinds of things, because they have gardens. They are keeping gardens. They wish to grow food, organic food for themselves, to nourish themselves and others, so that they are, for instance, not polluting the environment by eating vegetables that have been trucked over land and sea.
Mm-hmm.
They are eating vegetables that they know they come from. They are using responsible gardening methods where they don't use pesticides or whatever. Whatever it is that they're, and I'm not saying that using pesticides.
They own their body and they're wanting to do what they want with it.
And they own their land. They want to be able to garden on it. And I think that this is I believe that it is your right to garden on your land.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that I'm even going out on a limb here. But Many, many municipalities believe just the opposite. From treehugger.com, a Memphis, Tennessee math teacher, along with three students, this is the most egregious case I've seen yet, along with three students from his neighborhood, tend an urban garden, keep bees, make vermicompost, I'm not sure what that is, produce biofuel, make soap from the byproducts of biofuel production. The teacher does this in his own time, on his own property, after spending all day teaching. This is the kind of teacher that wins awards that students look back on years later and say, that was my favorite teacher. He was really involved. He cared about me and what was going on with me and me learning about things. And
Teaching. He was teaching,
unlike so many that just don't. In Memphis, Tennessee, however, this teacher is a public nuisance, and he's been ordered to dismantle his garden. Raleigh Egypt High School math teacher Adam Guerrero. Do you want to say it like Ian would? Guerrero. Who tends the garden with three neighborhood students, Jarvis, Jovante, and Shaquille. It was cited by the city for creating a public nuisance, specifically by violating City Ordinance 4838, which says that it shall be unlawful for any owner of personal property to fail or refuse to comply with the orders of the manager of the housing and code enforcement to remove from the premises abandoned vehicles, appliances, vehicle parts, and or any other piece or pieces of personal property of which personal property is dangerous to the public health, safety, or welfare, or creates an unsightly condition upon which the property tending to reduce the value thereof, or is a nuisance, or invites plundering, or promotes urban blight and deterioration in the community, or creates a fire hazard, or violates the zoning regulations of the city. Yeah, I can totally see how this garden and a couple of beehives, which are completely legal in Memphis, by the way, violates this code. Guerrero is also in violation of City Code 4887, which says all exterior property areas shall be maintained in a clean and sanitary condition free from any accumulation of rubbish or garbage. Well, we all know how unsanitary gardens are, all that dirt and life and, well, I'm clutching at pearls just trying to think about it here. By the way, if you're interested in seeing any of the photos of Adams, not even remotely unsanitary, blight-inducing garden, the Memphis Flyer posted several of them there on their website. We've been through this before. Remember the story earlier this summer about a Michigan mother who was facing 93 days in jail for planting a vegetable garden? We covered it here on Free Talk Live. We do not miss the gardening war stories on Free Talk Live, because it just goes to show Americans falsely believe we live in the freest country in the world. They falsely believe that they are free.
You haven't traveled much, you know what I mean?
I just, you know, people have their heads buried in the sand so deep that, like, they're trying to wiggle their shoulders to get in. I mean, it's amazing to me. There was also the British Columbia man who's facing 6 months in jail for growing food. Don't forget the, you know, in San Francisco, there have been a couple of stories. I mean, there's several instances where you're dealing with, frankly, municipalities that believe they own your property and they don't want you getting one of those unsightly gardens.
Well, and, you know, why do you think that is? This is one of the things, very much like vaccines, that I actually do buy into the conspiracy thing. I do. I think that there has been a desire to have population control for a long time, and if the government can see to it that you are starved of nutrition, then your brain doesn't function properly. Just the other day, in fact, the head of the FDA sat down with several restaurateurs, mostly like, you know, big chain restaurants, and discussed how it was there, the FDA and the restaurateurs' moral obligation, a moral duty, he called it, to have to trick people, and he actually used that word, to trick people into eating what is good for them. So no longer will they be allowed to serve brownies, chocolate brownies, to kids, but rather the brownies have to be made with black beans, for example.
Oh, that should be delicious.
Yummy! Which, you know, I mean, I was raw foodist for a while. I know that there are all kinds of ways to make really healthy nutritional food.
When you were raw foodist, did you pry people's jaws open and shove your food down their throat?
I had three kids.
Then she didn't eat
No, actually, my kids ran into the food. No, absolutely, I did not.
Yeah, and that's what this guy proposes to do.
I don't force any of my stuff on people.
That's what this guy proposes to do.
I'm just like, leave me alone. It, absolutely. He, and he, in keeping with Michelle Obama's, you know, campaign to reduce or eliminate obesity in the United States. So this is the same FDA, though, that allows for high fructose corn syrup,
it
which bypasses the thing in your brain that tells you that you've had enough sweet stuff.
It may very well be a conspiracy. I don't know. Clearly, some people are conspiring to stop gardens from being put forth. I mean, because there are hundreds and maybe even thousands of cases of gardeners being harassed for doing nothing more than trying to live a more sustainable life, to have some connection with the food that they eat. In an area when, when shrink wrap, flavorless food reigns supreme.
Yep.
The problem with many of these ordinances, including the Michigan case, as well as this new Memphis case, is that gardening becomes a public nuisance when one of your neighbors calls to complain about it. One neighbor, or even a few neighbors, should not have the power to dictate what qualifies as an acceptable, neat, and clean yard. Vegetable garden. I mean, if you actually took a poll in this Democratic Republic of the people in the neighborhood about a garden, then you wouldn't find that people would care very much. And this is just the busybodies that want everybody's lawn to be the perfect length and, you know, to be edged around the, I mean, and somehow they've managed to, they just take these, I mean, I just read this rule here. It doesn't, it's ludicrous. It doesn't say anything about not having a garden. It's talking about junk. It's talking about junk cars and toilets in your front yard.
Right.
And this is what they're using in order to just make people comply. And the government doesn't mind doing it. They'll get a ticket out of the deal. Oh, sweet. I mean, we got somebody we can give a fine to? Awesome. And if they don't pay, it'll be a bigger fine. And if they don't pay that, we'll take their house.
Right.
Because we're the government. We care. We're trying to protect you. So
I feel safer, don't you?
I know. I'm absolutely outraged. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. So vegetable gardens are generally not showpieces. They are working, evolving ecosystems full of life. They are full of beauty, just not the kind of beauty that home and garden television and most gardening magazines try to sell
us
as beauty.
I've seen some beautiful
at
gardens.
At certain times, it's true, but they are ongoingly beautiful. I mean, if they're
when you have the chicken manure down, sometimes they can smell a little.
Well, you know, and when there's the plants are smaller, they're not beautiful at that time either. Call in, tell me if I'm wrong on this one. Should people's gardens be gotten rid of?
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. What is SACL CAI, you say? SACL CAI is the business of Jason Osborne, who is a big supporter of Free Talk Live, has been for many years, and his business is a they handle accounts receivable for your business. You probably didn't get into whatever business it was in order to handle accounts receivable. It is thankless and vexing work. SACL CAI can do it. They will do it well. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI. So, going on with this story from treehugger.com, this is important stuff. You know, a lot of people will say, for instance, you know, make critiques on the activists that are doing civil disobedience because they're doing things that are naughty that people can't get behind or blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah. And, you know, I, to some extent, I agree with that statement. However, the people that say that generally aren't getting behind people who are doing things like Adam Guerrero, who is a teacher in somewhere in Memphis,
Tennessee,
who has put together a garden that he's working with some students of his in his off hours when he's teaching, continuing to teach.
Oh, taking an interest in his students and actually teaching them something, and they're showing up and wanting to be taught.
Right.
Oh.
They're, you know, often
they ought to be saying praise the Lord.
Right. Absolutely. That's exactly what they should be saying. Yeah. And oftentimes you'll find that the people that have the critiques for people who are doing civil disobedience and other ways don't have any time to do anything for people like Adam Guerrero. So how can one help? This is in the article, treehugger.com. I initially wasn't going to read the how can you help thing. I was just going to squeeze this story for what it was good for Free Talk Live, which is, hey, it's another story about you know, gardeners around the nation who are being hassled, around the continent, frankly, that are being hassled for growing vegetable gardens on their land, trying to, you know, make their lives and people around them's lives better because busybodies don't like their gardens. But I thought, you know, if I'm going to read these people's argument, or their article, there's an argument to be had that I should also read how one can help Adam Gallero. The best way is to go to treehugger.com and search for this story that I've read. That way you can get it going here. But I'm going to read this part, and I'm going to so that you folks can know good ways to do this. Adam Gallero has been ordered to dismantle his garden before his court date on September the 23rd. That's today. Jeez, I thought, when is this thing dated? I just got it. It was dated the 17th. And he's been delaying dismantling it due to all the work that he and his students have put into it. Tree Hugger and its readers have made a huge difference in the case of the Michigander gardener. And after we posted here, several other media outlets picked up the story. Our awesome community of readers wrote emails, made phone calls, and posted like mad on Facebook and Twitter. In the end, the city of Oak Park dropped the charges and the garden was saved. This gardener and his students could use your help, too. There's an online petition, change.org. The judge, Larry Potter, can be reached at larry.potter@shelbycountytn.gov in support of Adam Gallero's garden. There's a Facebook page called Save Adam Gallero's Garden where you can show your support and receive updates about his case. There's tweeting and retweeting. The hashtag War on Gardens has started gaining steam among garden bloggers and garden writers, and it's a good way to keep in contact with others who are fed up with this anti-gardening nonsense. Our goal is to get the court and our goal is to get the court order overturned before he has to head to court on Friday. Isn't overturned by before then?
Which Friday was today?
That was today. Yes, he'll have to dismantle the garden to show the court he's complied with their orders. This is what we want to avoid. We've done it before and we can do it again. So let's save the garden, tree huggers. And I frankly, making telephone calls and sending emails, these are things that I've seen work. I've seen this work, and it doesn't require one picking up and moving to New Hampshire. I do support that. I think it's a great thing. But one can make a telephone call. It costs you 2 or 3 minutes of your time, tops. Leave a message, talk to a bureaucrat, and let them know that you're upset about, say, somebody being put in jail. I'm sure that the good folks at the Keene County Jail and the Chester Superior Court would love to have your calls regarding Jason Talley,
who's in
jail. Maybe some telephone calls regarding Ian. I don't know that that's really going to make a difference at this point, considering he's sentenced. But these things, I have seen them have some effect, and I hope that folks will do something in this case too. I am just flat fed up, just flat out fed up with the way that municipal governments are going after people who are growing gardens. I live in a town where this is never going to be a problem. It is a it's a rural town. I could just choose to ignore this, but it is absolutely outrageous that they're telling people that they can't grow gardens on their own land. It stuns me that the average American just continues watching Dancing with the Stars and everything that they watch and
So I'm usually the one that is beating up on people for being so apathetic and such a losers. But in any case, I'll play devil's advocate tonight.
Okay.
And I will take the side of the Dancing with the Stars people. I over this winter time when I got depressed with the weather and
yeah, it happens.
I broke my tailbone, having problems with my kids, my empty nest syndrome simultaneously. I was really, really, really in a dark place. And quite frankly, all I wanted to do was smoke pot and watch Hulu.
I've got no problem with people entertaining themselves.
I just wanted to zone out. I didn't want to hear about it. And by the time, evening would come around, I'd just be like, oh, just load me a bong hit and let me watch my computer. So, I can understand. Life is very different. I'm 43, almost 44. It's very different than what it was like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And when you could
But people will argue that they believe that things are still that way.
No. And how can they possibly think
because
anything
they're spending their time smoking pot and watching Hulu, and rather, they've been doing it for 43 years as opposed to doing something. They have everything negative to say about people that are trying to do something to stop this, and nothing positive to do about it. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm frustrated. I've seen too many trolls, supporting the death penalty in the last couple of days and supporting this and supporting that. In the face of facts, these people will ignore them and continue going on talking about this thing or that thing being right. And it to me, it's absolutely insane. You know, they would rather have a country that lies to its citizens than have Bradley Manning release some documents.
People don't even know who Bradley Manning is, sadly enough.
Well, a lot of the ones that do want to see him rot in prison for the rest of his life for, you know, daring to release some documents on, blowing the whistle on the United States government and the lies it's been telling. The laws that its highest officials have been breaking.
Well, specifically, Bradley Manning blew the whistle on the people who shot and murdered for fun, for pleasure people, some Iraqis.
The collateral murder video wasn't all about fun. What it does to me is it shows the horror of war and the mistakes that can be made and how quickly people will make a decision. You know, you got a gunship up in the air. Let's shoot these people. They must be bad. And they killed some Reuters reporters. There certainly have been instances where U.S. military agents have killed people for fun. That's going on. I mean, it's sadly there's cases out there. It's happening. This was frankly the Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration broke the law. The Manning documents prove that. And where is the action on that? They're not going to take any action. They're not going to take any action on themselves.
Right.
And this is what's happening, and people don't care. I find that extraordinarily frustrating, and I don't know what to do to make people care. If you hear my voice and you find out about these things, perhaps a little bit of your time just to see what's done, what is right.
Yeah,
done.
Well, someone that doesn't care, please call. I don't think they're listening to Free Talk Live.
The first step is probably calling in going to treehugger.com, finding out what you can do to support Adam Guerrero and many of these other people that are, you know, caught in the middle, had no intention of being activists. This guy was just a teacher in Tennessee trying to help his students, mm-hmm. and down comes the iron clamp of the state. In this case, it's the city acting under the auspices of the state, telling him that he can't create a public nuisance by having a garden. And, you know, if we don't stand up, at some point, they're going to come after you and the freedoms that you have.
It's like the poem goes that was written back,
Martin Niemöller poem.
Absolutely. Maybe we should read that when we come back.
No, you can pull it up. Okay. Basically, it goes...
Basically. It.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass.